From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 983rd broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring the singing ranger, Hank Snow.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means a 211 daddy ain't coming back, cause I'm moving on. I'm rolling on. You were flying too high for my little old sky, so I'm moving on. By the big loud whistle as it blew and blew, said hello to the Southland, we're coming to you, and we're moving on. We're rolling on. You had the laugh on me, so I'm steady free, and I'm moving on. Chubby now. Throttle in hand, this rattle is the fastest in the southern land. Keep moving me on, keep rolling on. You're gonna ease my mind, so put me there on time and keep rolling on. You switched your engine, now I ain't got time for a driving woman on my main line, cause I'm moving on, done your daddy wrong. I've warned you twice, so you can settle the price, cause I'm moving on. Let's pick some corn now. Someday, baby, when you've had your play, you're gonna want your daddy, but your daddy will say, keep moving on, stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Moving on.
Thank you, thanks a lot, friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. All the Rainbow Ranch boys are here with us, and here is now Grant Turner to help list the featured performers.
Right you are, Hank. Well, first off, there's Rod Brasfield and Miss June Carter.
Yes, and Chester Atkins.
Yes, Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, the Opry Square Dancers.
And our very special guest, Hank Lachlan. But right now, it's time we heard from Hohenwald's favorite son, none other than that man himself, Rodley Brasfield.
Thank you, man. Howdy, Mr. Hankstone.
Hello, Rodley.
Doggone, it's good to see
always
you.
Always good to see you.
I got news for you, Buddy Barnett at Hoddy Bill. It's hot tonight, ain't it?
Yes, sure is.
Man, I'm telling you the truth. It must be 40 below or above zero or something.
Something like
hey,
that.
Hank, I just found out something I didn't know.
What's that?
They ain't got no money in the banks in Hohenwald.
Rodley.
No, they ain't.
How come?
Well, I don't know. I just wrote a check yesterday and they come back marked no funds. All I know. Have you seen my Uncle Sike Brasfield anywhere?
No, I haven't. Not lately.
Well, he's gone into him a new business this year.
What's that?
He's started him a skunk farm.
A skunk farm?
Yeah.
How come?
And now he's hoping that the government will keep their nose out of his business.
I imagine it will. Ah, boy, yeah. I imagine it will.
Hey, yes, sir. We get me in.
Hey, Mr.
Yes.
Hank.
Yes.
You know, you'd be surprised how dumb some people is.
I know it, Rodley.
Yes, sir. Now, you'd be surprised. Now, you take you, for instance.
Now, just a minute.
I'll bet by now you're just dumb as all get out.
Rodley, watch so.
I'll bet you are. But I'm pretty smart, sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll bet you.
What do you bet?
I bet you I can ask myself a question and answer it, but I'll bet you can't ask yourself a question and answer it.
Well, all right. Go ahead. It's your turn.
All right. Why is it you never find any dirt around a rabbit hole?
Well, it's your question.
Well, because he starts at the bottom and digs up.
Yeah, but wait a minute now. How does he get to the bottom?
Well, that's your question.
I'd like to get a good one on you like that.
That just killed me to get one on you. Hey, Hank, I'm not kidding you, buddy. You think I'm dumb, but I've got brains, buddy.
Yeah.
In fact, I've got brains that ain't never been used yet.
A lot of them.
Yeah. I wrote a letter the other day to the Vanderbilt Hospital out here and told them that I wanted to give them my brain in my will.
Well, that's a nice gesture.
And they wrote me a nice letter back and says, Rod, that's awful nice of you to donate your brain in your will.
Yeah.
Because, you know, every little bit helps.
Yes, yeah.
Speaking of brains, that Uncle Sipe of mine's a brainy man.
Yeah, well, how come?
Well, he's just a brainy man, that's all. He's got all wrapped up in cross-planting and stuff down there on the farm.
I didn't know that Uncle Sipe was a dirt farmer.
Oh, yeah, he's been a farmer for a long time.
I didn't know that. Tell us more.
Well, he read about cross-planting, see? So he crossed sugar with cucumbers and tried to raise sweet taters.
Yeah. He's on the right track, isn't he?
Then he crossed a lemon with a cat and tried to raise a sourpuss.
Yeah. Go on.
I got interested in it myself, Hank, and crossed a watermelon patch with a wheelbar.
Crossed a watermelon patch with a wheelbar?
Yeah.
What you get?
A load of buckshot.
Say, incidentally, Rodley, before we go any further, how's your gal Susie these days?
Susie? Yeah. Oh, Susie's just fine, Hank. She's just fine. I had a date with her last night. Me and her went out in my old car, and I took her to one of these fine nightclubs there, and we had a beautiful dinner there, boy.
I'll bet you
Yeah,
did.
It was a 9-course job, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the first course, of course, was the soup.
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
And they brought us our soup, and Susie found a bug in her soup.
How about that? What'd she do?
She hollered at this waiter and says, "Hey, come here and throw this insect out."
Don't blame her.
That fool come over there and throwed me 4 blocks down the street.
I'll tell you what, that Rod Brasfield gets funny every time I hear him or see him, I'll tell you. Well, now it's time we heard from our very special guest, and a very special one he is, that tall, good-looking boy from Santa Rosa County now, Florida. It's our good friend Hank Lachlan. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, Hank. Say, friend, I know that you've been turning out one hit record after another, but say, tell us a little bit about where you've been and what you've been doing since we last saw you.
Well, I've been out in the western part of the United States, picking and singing to folks out there, and also I've been down on my ranch, better known as the farm in Florida, doing a little sweating, Hank.
Well, Sir Hankus, it sounds like you're a busy man, but right now all these fine folks here and out there in the air are waiting for a song. So how about that great one of yours, Send Me the Pillow That You Dream On, Hank Lachlan.
Send me the pillow that you dream on. Care for you. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream on it too. Each night while I'm sleeping, oh so lonely, I'll share your and dreams that once were true. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling I can dream.
Say, Hank, do you mind if I step in here with a few words about Prince Albert smoking tobacco?
Why, go right ahead, Grant.
Well, neighbors, for a long time now, we've been talking about the comfortable smoke you get when you light up with Prince Albert. But actually, it's a pretty hard thing to put into words. The best way I know for you to discover what we mean is for you to get a can of PA, load up your favorite pipe, and discover it for yourself.
And you'll notice first off that Prince Albert's crimp cut so it packs right and burns slow and even.
Yes, and PA's always fresh. Another thing, that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco. So Prince Albert tastes good.
Same thing goes for you making men. PA in an OCB paper rolls easy, stays put, and tastes mighty fine.
Now all this adds up to just one thing, neighbors, a cool, comfortable smoke. The kind you always get with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now here's our good friend Tommy Jackson, his fiddle in the Opry Square Dance is all set to cut a few capers to an old-timer ragtime Annie. So let her rip, Tommy, and show us what you can do. And now, friends, here's a fine old hymn. In fact, just about the finest one I know. It was one of my mother's favorites before she died, and so we want to tonight send it out to all mothers everywhere and to just everyone. With the able assistance of our fine quartet, Hugh Jarrett, and the tone spinners, here is The Old Rugged Cross.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and the best for a world of lost sinners were slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged
cross
and exchange it someday for a crown. I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. That I'll change it someday for a home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross, tell my truth is at last I'll lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
Great, Hank. That was simply great.
Well, thank you very kindly, Grant, and thank you, neighbors. Now it's time for a real great entertainer to do his stuff, and here he is with an old-timer. I know that you know the boss man of the RCA recording studio here in Nashville, Mr. Chet Atkins. I know that you know. Thank you, Chester. Thank you so much for that fine bit of guitar playing. I'm only sorry it couldn't go on for a long, long time. And speaking of a long, long time, it's been quite a long time since we saw or heard anything from our next guest. Let's get together and give a great big grand old Opry welcome to that little gal from Virginia, little June Carter.
Well, on earth have you been all my life? I'm so glad to see you. Look, where have you been? What's happened?
Well, I've been gone. I've been gone, Knothead. That's where I've been. I'm awful glad to get to be back on the Grand Ole Opry, though. And if you folks didn't know it or not, I've been in the hospital.
Well, I kind of heard you wasn't. I've been
worried
about
you. Yeah, I've been in the hospital.
You.
I had an operation. They operated all over me.
They did?
Yeah. I just went today and got the stitches took out, and I just went all to pieces.
Yes, did you? Fell apart.
I've had all kinds of trouble. It started with my big toe is where it started.
Started with your big toe?
Yeah, my big toe had a corn on it, see?
Oh.
And the doctor, he gave me some salve to put on it to take the corn off.
Yeah.
He took the corn off, and now I got to go back and get some more salve to put the big toe back on again. After the big toe, I got the sore throat.
Oh, got the sore throat and had to go back to the doctor again, huh?
Yeah, I went down there to see him again.
Did he paint it?
Painted. He wallpapered.
Did he?
Yeah, it was in terrible shape.
It was.
And it scared me so bad I got high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And the doctor, he recommended bleeding, and so he bled me for $50, sir.
They usually do.
Yeah, and then after that, I just broke out in whelps all over, big old whelps. I got all over me.
Oh, that's from biting insects.
Oh, no, I never bit an insect in my life. That ain't got nothing to do with it. That was just before I went into the hospital, that was.
Oh.
Went into the hospital, and they give me one of them shots that turns people yellow. I turned green myself. I was already yellow when I went in there. Then they give me another shot, and it made you feel real good. I felt so good that when they was rolling me down through there on that cart, I got off and helped them push.
You did. Yeah.
That one. And then I got in that operating room, and after I got in there, they give me one of them spinals.
Oh,
you know what that is? That's where you can watch what they're doing to you, you know, when they're operating on you.
If you got the nerve, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had the nerve, all right. They shot me in the nerve was where they shot me.
Did they?
Yeah. And I was sitting there watching them, and they had five nurses on this side and five doctors on this side, and I was just watching them, and they was down in there helping themselves, all of them. And then... Then that doctor, he looked up at him and he says, "All right, smart Alex, which one of you's got her liver?"
Why, was your liver gone?
Well, we finally found it. They just knocked over a little pile of onions and it was stuck back in under there. Got the liver. But I wrote me a little poem up about my operation, and I'd like to tell it to y'all if it's all right.
We'd love to hear it, June.
Okay, it goes, I had an operation. 'Twas just the other day. They took most everything, I heard the doctor say. And when I'm gone, I mean when I'm dead, I forgot it. I believe I'll start again.
We'd love to hear it.
Well, I wrote the thing. I ought to remember it.
Well, try her again.
I was putting it in there. It just wasn't coming out. That was all. I had an operation. 'Twas just the other day. They took most everything, I heard the doctor say. And when I'm dead, read on my tombstone all these words of patter. June's gone to join her liver, kidneys, tonsils, and gallbladder.
Hey, Mr. Snow, did you hear about the nearsighted snake that fell in love with a piece of rope?
No, I did hear about the man who wasn't satisfied with the kind of smoke he was getting, so he switched to Prince Albert.
Well, I got to admit that switching to Prince Albert smoking tobacco is a smart move for a man who wants a cool, comfortable smoke.
Ah, right you are, Rodley, because PA is always fresh, and it's crimp cut, so it packs right and burns slow and even.
Yeah, and PA tastes a good, Hank, because that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco.
Yes, sir. PA is good for making men, too, Rodley, because it rolls so easy and stays put. So, making man or pipe smoker, if you're not getting a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke, you switch to Prince Albert's smoking tobacco and get the very best.
Yeah, right.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
Now then, it's time we heard from our good friend and guest from down Florida way, so here he is once again to sing It's a Little More Like Heaven, Hank Lachlan.
I have sailed a peaceful water, sought the ocean deep and blue, felt the rapture of the dawning, thrilled to sunset's golden view. I've soared above the mountain peaks or valleys great and wide, but it's a little more like heaven by your side. It's a little more like heaven where you are. I have sought for happiness both near and far, but my search for love was through the day that I met you. 'Cause it's a little more like heaven where you are. I've been tempted for a moment by alluring magic charm of a fickle flaming beauty while waltzing in her arms. I've cherished memories of the past, a friend so kind and true, but it's a little more like heaven, dear, with you. It's a little more like heaven where you are. I have sought for happiness both near and far, but my search for love was through the day that I met you. 'Cause it's a little more like heaven where you are.
Hey! Now, here's our favorite of the country piano, Miss Del Wood, and Raggin' the Keys, Del.
Thank you.
down to the end of the show, everybody wants to hear one last number from you, Hank. So how about doing one of those big ones you've got out on RCA Victor Record?
I'd love to grant, and it goes like this.
I don't hurt anymore. All my teardrops I've cried. No more walking the floor with that burning inside. Just to think it could be, time has opened the door, and at last I am free. I don't hurt anymore. No use to deny, I wanted to die the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now. I wanted to die the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before, and it's wonderful now. I don't hurt anymore.
And friends and neighbors, now this is Hank Snow saying thanks, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that camel.
It's a real cigarette. More smoking comfort, more flavor all the way. Camels smoke so good and mild, they lead all brands today. What do you love and why do you love it? What do you love and why do you love it?
Love that Camel.
It's a real cigarette.
The best tobaccos make the best smoke. The special Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled. That's why no other cigarette tastes so rich, smokes so mild. Today, more people smoke and enjoy Camels than any other cigarette of any kind. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.